What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve. Go ahead and call everybody you need to know. Come on, get them on. Come on, call your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. Come on, let them know that prayer has started again. That's right. Let them know that prayer has started again. That's today and tonight. We'll rest on Saturday and Sunday, and we'll go right back to it. But come on, go ahead and send it to your mama, send it to your daddy, send it to your niece, your nephew, Paul, and all of y'all, Lottie Dottie, and everybody. More grace to you. I am so grateful to be on here this morning in prayer and in intercession. Why? Because I know that it is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that does indeed avail much. We are in a very dangerous hour. The ends of the world are upon us. And as my former pastor used to say, we are at the consummation of time. Listen to me. Anything that's going to happen, change, be released, is only going to happen through this one thing called prayer. That is the one place and the one thing in your life that the enemy fights. He fights your prayer life. He doesn't mind you dancing and shouting and screaming and bucking and turning around and doing cheetah stumps and gorilla flips, as Pastor Butler says. But what he doesn't want you to do is pray, because the enemy knows that you cannot kill a man or a woman who stays in communication with God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 declares, pray without ceasing. Isn't that right? That's what the word of God declares. Then he came right back around and said in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people, which are called by my name, hold on here. This is very powerful, because here it is. God is saying that even though judgment is headed to a land and destruction and calamity is headed to a place, but if the people of God who are called by his name humble themselves and pray, seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, he would forgive their sin and he would heal their land. Now that was under the old covenant. All of these things they had to do in order for that to happen. But aren't you grateful that the sin issue was taken care of at Calvary? So it has nothing to do, amen, with us turning from this and turning from that and doing this and doing that in order for him to hear our prayers. No, we no longer have that issue. That's the issue that they had under the old covenant. We're not under that old covenant anymore. And because we're not under that old covenant, we can pray without ceasing, and nothing, come on here, can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. I know y'all don't like that. I know that kills the religious, that kill you people that's bound by religion. And because, you know, it make you feel good when you feel like you got certain power and certain breakthroughs over individuals because of this and because of that. But do you understand Isaiah 64:6 declares that all of your righteousness in the eyes of God is as filthy rags? Come on here. So if that's true, I need you to understand that because of what Jesus did at Calvary, because of what Jesus did at Calvary, we don't have to make deals in prayer anymore. Because of what Jesus did at Calvary, we don't have to negotiate in prayer anymore. Paul said in Romans 8:38, "For I am persuaded." What are you persuaded at, Paul? "That neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus." Are you listening to me? I'm just trying to tell you that God has fixed this thing that he can always hear us. You remember under the old covenant, he told Isaiah, he said, "Hey, your sins have separated me from you." But guess what? The sin issue has been taken care of. Nothing can separate us, and nothing can stop him from hearing me. And I'm grateful today that no matter what is going on in my life, if I call on him, he's going to answer. Oh, bless God, I love him today. So that's why we pray, and that's why we intercede, and that's why we call on the name of the Lord, because we understand that there's power in prayer. There's power in intercession. There's power in calling on the name of the Lord. Right now, our country is in the middle of a pandemic, and the leading authority, President Joe Biden, made a statement and said that the unvaccinated was not going to have a good holiday. Now, I don't have time to get into this. I don't celebrate Christmas, and the reason I don't celebrate it is for my reasons, and again, all you got to do is go study. It's not a heaven or hell issue. You're not going to hell if you put up a tree. You're not going to hell if you put up lights. You're not going to hell if you want to deck the hall and do your mistletoe. That's not going to send you to hell. But I do believe that once you come into the knowledge of the truth about something, you should walk in it. All right? Well, we don't do Christmas. All right? And because we don't do it, amen. I don't say Merry Christmas, and I just don't participate in all of that stuff. Well, without that being said, amen, I want to say this. The president, who is the authority over the nation, because he's the leader, amen, he said that the unvaccinated wasn't going to have a good holiday. Well, the devil is a liar. Every day I have is a good day. Bele, bala du si seleve, lebrondolo kuku talabahasha. I said every day I have is a good day because I belong to him. But see, he don't even have that power over me because I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. We are decreeing that this day, this weekend, be a good weekend, that next week be a good week. We are coming against the effects of the pandemic. We are cursing the effects of the pandemic. You know, the word of God declares in 2 Samuel chapter 3 that there was a prolonged battle. But we are commanding this thing to come to an end. Come on, church. That's the power that we have. According to Ephesians chapter 1, we have power over all principalities. Amen. So we are commanding these things to come to an end. We are commanding these things to stop. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. By divine authority, every prolonged battle in my life, I command it to come to an end. Now, lift your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that it is the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous that does indeed avail it much. And because of that, you said in your word, in Job, that I can decree a thing, and it shall be established. You're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. And because you are a covenant-keeping God, you're a God of covenant, you're a God of promise, you're a God of laws, and you said that you gave man dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the face of the earth. You've given men dominion over the earth. Father, because I understand that, in the name of Jesus, I command every prolonged battle to come to an end now. Every prolonged battle concerning my health, concerning this nation, concerning my family, concerning my son, concerning my daughter, concerning my husband, concerning my wife, I command every prolonged battle to come to an end. I command this pandemic to come to an end. I command every prolonged battle concerning the deliverance of my children, the deliverance of this nation, the deliverance of this country, the deliverance of the countries of the earth, the delebo shuba, libandili pikitaya, lendalabashata. I command every prolonged battle to come to an end. I command every prolonged battle concerning my finances to come to an end now. Father, I understand every prolonged battle concerning my house, concerning my church, I command it to come to an end. I declare an end to this pandemic. I declare an end to every negative word that has been spoken over this country, every word curse spoken over this week, spoken over next week. I command an end to every prolonged battle. I command an end to this pandemic. I command an end to sickness and infirmity and disease. I command an end to all congestion, to all runny noses, to all fatigue, to all tiredness. I command an end to every disease. I command an end to all contentions, to all conflicts. I command it to come to an end. Hey, Bala, Lumandili Bikita, Lestala, Lulandili Biki Solo, Robo Shulemande, Libendele Akiaso, Vuvo Volodolo Uzala, Lendele Kitalamanda, Robo Sukunde, Likandili Bita, Lele Bi Alabasha, Likandili Bi Asuya, Lantalamaya, Lala Do Oshna, Lemendele de Ikasi, Livundi Limie, Lala Lamon Sotolomo, Brancalili Mikikasa, Landele Be Shete, La Chatu, Lu Chatuleme, Lemeleke Kala Kikaso, Indelebe Aja, I command an end according to your word. Your word declares in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 that there is a time for everything. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that the time of this pandemic is up, that the time of COVID-19 is up, that the time of the Omicron or Omicron or whatever virus is up. I command it to loose God's people. I command it to loose this country. I command it to loose America and loose the nations of the earth. I stand in the gap as an intercessor and command an end to this virus. I command it to cease. I command it to cease. I command it to come to an end. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Begin to pray. Command this thing to come to an end. Command that battle to come to an end. Command the battle in your family, the stronghold in your family, the attacks in your family, the sickness and disease in your family. Command it to come to an end. Hey, hey, hey. Shita, le mande, la 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 ba shata, le kande le beobia. Sinolomo kulale mekivala, lebrondo lo shuta, lekelele bele beeshe, yebiosa, lankalamanta, lubudu levili die, lawandele azia, lakule lekele anta, lakatine anzala daya, leba lubusheleme, lemendele be akia, brengele be kleistala, Ebe de kiba da koba da a en vagiga angiki iganda okoushna ala jenkele lamani antala apa kwantala ukusia livendele liretele asi sile antayuya yuvambie livanwale yayai yanzozi zebeja libakashuna limandele ikata la tulamosh le tulamoushna le lebi anshana le kale me ansini vinkili di klista. I command it to come to an end. I command it to come to an end. I command depression to come to an end. I command suicide to come to an end. I command every infirmity and every disease to come to an end. I command every prolonged battle, every unnecessary contention, every unnecessary conflict. I command it to come to an end in the name of Jesus. Nothing happens until you pray. Why? God gave man dominion over the earth. That's Genesis chapter 1. God gave man dominion over the earth. When God sets up a law, God honors the laws that he set up. And the law that God set up was let them have dominion over the earth. Well, that was given to Adam. Adam disobeyed. And when Adam disobeyed, he gave his dominion to the enemy. The Bible declares that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. I believe that's John 14:30. I believe it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4 that says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world, that's talking about Satan, has blinded the mind. So Satan is the god of this world, and he's the prince of the power of the air. Why is he the prince? Because it was inherited. Anytime you see prince, it's inherited. All right? He inherited it from Adam. Adam gave it to him. All right? Remember in Luke chapter 4, when Satan took Jesus up on a high mountain and said, hey, all of this I will give to you if you bow down and worship me, for it has been delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I shall give it. So Satan has power over the earth realm. It was given to him by Adam. And the only way God can do anything on earth is he needs human invitation or human interaction. All right? So that's why we pray. That's why we call on the name of the Lord, because we understand that if there's going to be a miracle, if there's going to be a breakthrough, if there's going to be a change, it can only come through intercession and prayer. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man that does indeed avail it much. The Bible lets us know that Elijah showed up and said what? There shall be no dew nor rains, but according to my word. And the heaven was shut up. But in order for it to rain again, what did Elijah have to do? The Bible declares in James that Elijah prayed, but he prayed earnestly. And if you look in your Bible, he did not just pray one time. The Bible lets us know that he prayed. And when he got done praying, he sent out his servant. And guess what? And said, is it raining yet? It wasn't raining. He prayed again. He sent out his servant again. Still wasn't raining. He prayed again 3 times. He prayed again 4 times. He prayed again 5 times. He prayed again 6 times. And it wasn't until the 7th time that he said, I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. That came from continual praying. If it doesn't happen the first time, you pray again. If it doesn't manifest the first time, you pray again. If it doesn't turn the first time, you pray again. But you keep praying until you get the results that you desire. You keep praying, hey, Malabashata, until you see a breakthrough and a turnaround. Are you listening to me? You keep on praying. Just because God says something doesn't mean it's going to happen. God told him that it was going to rain. But Elijah understood the rules of engagement. He understood that he had to pray. If Elijah did not pray, it would not have ever rained. Are you listening to me? I said, if Elijah didn't pray, it would have never rained. Even though God spoke it, even though God declared it, even though God prophesied it, if Elijah didn't pray, it would not have rained. The antidote to this virus is prayer. But the spirit of slumber has arrested the church. And because it has arrested the church, affliction is getting worse. Cancers and diseases. And this virus is spreading worse. Why? Because we won't pray. And God is saying that it's time for the church and the body of Christ to rise up into intercession and pray. Pray until something happens. We got to increase our prayer life. It's not about us. It's not even about your mama. It's not even about your family. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about praying for the kingdom. It's about praying the kingdom that will be done on earth, even as it is in heaven. When you pray God's will, you're going to get results. When you pray God's will, you're going to see breakthrough and change. We have to pray that anything that opposes the will of God will be removed. We got to stand in the gap. We got to command an end to this stuff, all right? You listening to me? I'm telling you that right now we are fighting the spirit of terror. I believe that's Psalm 91, verse 5. But in the name of Jesus, we are terminating the spirit of terror. We are canceling the spirit of terror. We are dismantling the spirit of terror. People are afraid to move around. They're afraid to go places. And the spirit of terror has arrested the church. It has arrested America. It has arrested this land. But we bind the spirit of terror. Hey, Kalabasha, Limandini Ekoto, Woo! I feel a breakthrough. Kasolo Boshite. Yende Basita Bahaya. Psalm 91 and 5. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. We bind terror. My God, I fear this water and the spirit. Come on, raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. We terminate terror. Now. Now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that no one will be terrified by the spirit of terror. I decree in the name of Jesus that I will not be threatened. My family will not be threatened. The church will not be threatened or intimidated by the spirit of terror. I terminate terror. I bind terror by night. I bind terror. My Sharaka. The devil is busy. Luku shubu kushe. Le mandele se. Pray. Oba ba 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 shata. In the name of Jesus, I cancel the spirit of terror. I terminate terror. I bind terror by night. I bind terror that would attempt to come through the land. Terror that would attempt to come by water. Terror that would attempt to come by sea. In the name of Jesus, I come against terror. I terminate terror. I cancel terror. I destroy terror. Terror to walk. Terror to move. Terror for the church to have church. Afraid to worship because we are afraid, hallelujah, of this virus. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word declares that you've not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And in the name of Jesus, I arrest every demonic arrow. I arrest and intercept every demonic arrow. I arrest the spirit of terror. I disengage the spirit of terror. I declare in Jesus' name that my children will not be afraid. My son will not be afraid. My daughter will not be afraid. My wife will not be afraid. My husband will not be afraid. I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear. We bind the spirit of fear over this nation, over this country, over this state. Hey, Labashata, Lemandele Bekutaya, Limanzini Biki Volodoshna, Lebandele Be Ankala Hakosha, Lilili Antaya. I bind the spirit of fear. I cancel it. I arrest it over the churches. I arrest the spirit of fear that has taken a hold to preachers all over the body of Christ where they are afraid to pray and afraid to have church because they're afraid of the virus and won't stand on the confidence of the word. I bind the spirit of fear that has arrested preachers and pastors. I bind the spirit of fear that has arrested lawyers and doctors. I bind the spirit of fear that has arrested mothers and fathers. I bind it. I bind terror. I terminate terror. I disengage terror. I arrest terror. Lift your voice. Open your mouth. Intercede. Hey, Bala, Lubo Su, Lukune, Lekande Lebeshete, Labashata, Likanda Lamoso, Robio Shabande, Rebede de Basi. Yende Bebebe Kikala, Landa La Baba Sata, Ilele Bobosha, Yende Bebebe Kikalaba, Ramande Lele Balaba Shatia, Yembe, Yembebio, Yambi Bibi Asia, Zike, Robo Shatuna, Like Ele Andala Aya, Ilalabasha, in the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to pray one more prayer. We are coming against every demonic verdict. Come on, let's pray. All right, we are declaring that every demonic verdict, all right, there are demonic verdicts that have been programmed in the womb of time that wants to play out in the physical. There are things that have been prayed that the enemy wants to happen this week and next week. Come on, but the devil is a liar. All right, we are decreeing that you're going to have a good day. We are declaring that every demonic verdict and determination, that stuff got to be overturned. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, anything going on as a result of what the enemy has programmed in the womb of time, I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I overturn every demonic verdict. I overturn every demonic determination that is playing out in the physical. Father, in the name of Jesus, anything that is going on as a result of what the enemy has programmed in the womb of time, that is playing out in my finances, that is playing out in my family, that is playing out in my health, that is playing out in my business, in my investment, in the name of Jesus, I command it to overturn. Every demonic verdict that has been spoken over KCC Charlotte, KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, every demonic verdict and determination that has been spoken over Brian Carn, in the name of Jesus, may it be overturned. Everything that the enemy is planning against my life, against KCC, against my children, against my family, against my business, against my investments, against my health. Hey, 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 everything the enemy is planning for watch night service, everything the enemy is planning for our prayer service, everything the enemy is planning for our communion service, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command your plans to be overturned. Every demonic outcome, I command it to be overturned. I interrupt your movement. I overturn every demonic outcome. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Hey, 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 I command every demonic outcome, every demonic verdict, every demonic determination against my life, against my children, against my future, against my destiny, everything that the enemy has programmed against my life, I command it to be overturned. I overturn it. 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 Hey, hey, hey. Labashata, Likunia, 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 Kele de Klisa, Libundilimi Andolo Osha, Rakalabashatia, Yambibibi Asoya. Lift your voice and pray and command it to overturn every demonic verdict, every demonic outcome, every demonic determination, every demonic plan and agenda against your business, against your church, against your pastor, against your brother, against your father, against your wife, against your sister. Command the plans of the enemy concerning their life. Command everything that has been programmed in the womb of time against their life to be overturned. I overturn it. I overturn every plan that the enemy has for Christmas, that the enemy has for next week. Every plan that the enemy has, hey, I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. May his plan be interrupted. May his plan be made null and void. May it be rendered powerless and come to no avail. Hey, halabashatio, mukuninini mianza, lemendele aya, lebi alahosha, hendalahosia. Every plan against my health, every attack against my voice, Sheila, Shelly Bianso, every attack against KCC, against my name, against my reputation, in the name of Jesus, may the plan of the enemy be overturned. I overturn it. 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 Leba Shakamo Lukumasha. Every plan that desires to stop people from making it to the meeting in Charlotte, every plan that wants to hinder their progress, may it be overturned. May it be overturned. May it be interrupted. May it be stopped. I block it. I hinder it. I cancel it. Hey. Shato Ukusha Yekebe Shatia Helimandalohobia Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and overturn it. Lift your voice and cancel it. Lift your voice and break it and stop it. Hey, shata ho mike yankala kika soko lukushna sukutane 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 mikikata lakatule manda lubanzia lubanjene mikleisalamo lukula mantala hai. Hey, shabia hobia shande heri osirama. Listen, this is a good year coming up. This is a great time coming up. This is a great season coming up. And you have the power to declare it in the name of Jesus. And I want you to hear me. God has given us a charge. He's given us a command. And we're going to find ourselves in prayer. I don't care if I'm on here by myself. I am praying into this new year because I know something good is about to happen. I know that doors are about to swing open. Amen. I know that turnaround and change is happening. And this is the season of breakthrough. And I'm challenging everybody to get on this call this evening. Now listen, while the anointing is flowing, $PDCJR, $PBCJR. You're sowing a seed right now of $17. I just heard that so strong. I mean, I heard that as strong as I could ever hear it. $PBCJR. Or you can go to the website, briancarn.com. Hallelujah. Hold up a shout out. My God, I feel the anointing. You can go to the website if you need to. You can mail it in, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But I'm challenging everybody right now to sow that seed. My God, I feel something being released for you. That $17 seed, sow it. Come on. And we're commanding everything that the enemy has worked against you to be overturned. That $17 seed is overturning some things for your family. It's overturning some things for your children. It's overturning some things. Hallelujah. And your community. Come on, I'm challenging you right now. Come on, move quickly while that anointing is flowing. We're sowing that seed of $17 for your children, for your family, for your husband, for your business. Things are being overturned. Whatever the enemy has planned for this weekend, whatever the devil has planned for the family gathering, whatever the enemy has planned for next week, that thing is being overturned. I'm challenging every one of you, all right, to meet me. Come on, in Charlotte for the watch night service, and you're bringing your seed of $500 cash. I'll be speaking over your life. I'll be prophesying the word of the Lord for a whole year. Amen. It's going to be emailed. It's going to be written out month by month exactly what God is saying. God don't tell lies. He's a man of his word. And this is a season of breakthrough and change and turnaround in your life. We got to get back in prayer. Amen. I'm not sure how many was on here today. I know it was over 800. I don't know if we hit the 1,000 mark. And guess what that means? People ain't been waking up at 6. They done got their new prayer time. But it's okay. But I'm challenging everybody to get on this call. And let's get ourselves in prayer. Call your mama. Call your daddy. Call your sister, your brother. Tell them don't miss this prayer. All right? We got to get in prayer. Hale malamo suku lukumini mikiandala masha. I know there's something good about to happen for me because the devil is busy. He is upset. He's trying to frustrate you. He wants to frustrate me. He wants to frustrate your family, your children. He wants to frustrate your peace. He wants to frustrate your tenacity, your strength. Are you listening to me? So we got to get in prayer because the enemy wants to frustrate you and separate you and discourage you. But the devil is defeated and God is exalted. You are blessed today. You are favored. Now listen, call this evening, 6 o'clock this evening. We're getting back in prayer. That's right. We're getting back in prayer at 6 o'clock this evening. We're calling on the name of the Lord because that name has power. And we're decreeing a good week, a good weekend, and a great next week. And we're commanding the next year to be a powerful year. I don't know who you are, but if I was you, I would not miss Watch Night service in Charlotte, North Carolina. I love you. You are blessed. You're anointed. You're favored. You're sowing your $17 seed. Why? Because this thing is overturning. Whatever the enemy is planning is being overturned. Whatever he's trying to do. Hey, Karabashati Ankalamanda. Whatever he's trying to do, it is being overturned right now as I speak. It is so. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And I'll see you this evening at 6 o'clock in prayer. All locations, you know, we're open for prayer from 12 to 2. That's Jacksonville. And Charlotte, I know for sure, is open. Let's get in prayer. Let's call on the name of the Lord and believe God for breakthrough. You are blessed. I'll see you this evening at 6. More grace.